Keystone is back on the front page as though it has ever been on. Well, it depends on what front page you're reading. But the truth of the matter is there was an effort in the United States Senate to basically go around the president and to get this pipeline built. Now, it's been no big secret that I've been a supporter of the Keystone Pipeline Project, that it has gotten support from both sides of the aisle. But it hasn't gotten support from this administration, from this president. And I think it is inexcusable that one decision or another hasn't been reached. One of the leaders when it comes to getting the Keystone Pipeline Project built and moving has been United States Senator John Hoeven. He joins us right now. Senator Hoeven, good to have you on News and Views.
Thanks, Joel. Good to be with you.
What happened?
Well, we're trying to get a vote on Keystone. Most importantly, we're trying to get 60 votes to support it so we can pass it and approve it congressionally rather than have the president approve it. Obviously, we're in year six. He's now said he's going to delay a decision indefinitely. So I've got a bill in. We've got 56 sponsors on the bill. 57 of the senators have indicated they'll vote for it. And we're trying to get to 60. And if we can't get to 60, we're not going to be able to move it. So we're fighting the administration on this and trying to get this important project approved congressionally.
Explain to the general public, Senator Hoeven, why 60 is the number.
Well, because you got to go through what's called filibuster, and that means you have to have a 60-vote majority to pass any legislation. Now, the House would concur with us right away, and the president could veto the bill, of course. But if we can get to 60, then even if he vetoes it as a standalone, I believe we could find legislation to attach it to that he would not veto. So the real key here is to get to that 60-vote threshold.
And you said you're close. Who are you missing that you feel should be on board?
You know, I'm reluctant to name him that way because I'm trying to encourage him to jump on. We've got about, like I say, 56 sponsors on the bill. So I got, great group of sponsors, bipartisan. Bob Casey from Pennsylvania is not a sponsor, but he's been out there publicly said he'll vote for it. He's voted for my bill in the past. So we're three or four, because you like to get at least to 60. So if you lose somebody along the way or somebody's out, you still got your 60. And so there's we've got four or five maybes, but frankly, the administration is pushing real hard and at this point, they haven't agreed to vote for it. So we're stuck below that 50 because of the push by Senator Reid and the administration.
Let me ask this for the people who are listening, because honestly, I know that she supports the Keystone Pipeline Project, but has she signed on to your bill? Has my sister given you her support?
Oh, yeah. Yes, Senator Heitkamp's on the bill, and she's working to support it. So, again, there's good bipartisan support, and what we're really up against is the Democrat leadership in the Senate, Senator Reid, and the administration. Look, the people of this country overwhelmingly support this project, 70% in the last poll, and look what's happening on rail. We got to get this pipeline, and so we've got to get, we've just got it. Not only this, but other important energy legislation. Look at some of these EPA rules that are coming down that are really going to hurt our electric industry, our coal-fired industry. We've got to get more of the Democrats to join us on this because this is stuff that this country needs very badly. Our state's doing well economically, but there's a lot of states that are struggling because we can't break through and get some of these key pieces of energy legislation and some relief from some of this EPA regulatory burden.
Senator Hoeven, the other night I got into a debate with someone that, if we want to use general labels, we might call them very environmentally conscious. Okay, I mean they're an environmentalist. Okay, now this individual got after me on my support of the Keystone Pipeline Project. I made the argument to them. That I asked them whether or not they liked and believed in fossil fuels. And, of course, I knew what their answer was, and you know what their answer was. Then I looked at them and I said, why is the environmental community not connecting with the fact that the Keystone Pipeline project means we use and burn less fossil fuels? Why is that such a hard argument for them to understand?
You know, Joel, I think it goes back to just an opposition to use of fossil fuels and a desire to just use renewables. And that's why when we talk about an all-of-the-above approach, it really has to be that. You can't just say it. You've got to do it. And the reality is with the not only Keystone, but with the proper infrastructure, meaning more pipelines, we'll actually not only make it safer to move crude, look what's going on with the rail issue right now, and of course the congestion then is a problem for our ag producers and everybody else. So it's a safety issue, it's an issue as far as being able to handle other types of products, but it also means lower greenhouse gas emissions by using these pipelines rather than moving stuff by truck and rail and ship and not having those pipelines.
One of the big areas of dispute is in Nebraska. Are you comfortable that if you're able to move this through, that the concerns of the people of Nebraska are going to be taken care of?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, the pipeline route in Nebraska has already been rerouted once. And so the federal issue as far as is this in the national interest has nothing to do with who has authority on siting in Nebraska. That's solely an issue within the state. And the issue there is whether the legislature and the governor have authority to make that decision, which they passed a law, they rerouted, they got it all done. But there was a court challenge, and a judge down there ruled that, no, the PSC should have made the decision. Well, I think the PSC would make the exact same decision. But either way, and there's the Nebraska State Supreme Court will decide that, and so that'll be resolved, no problem. And it's really disconnected from whether or not this project's in the national interest, which is the decision for the president that he refuses to make, which he's, you know, killing the project with endless delays, and that I'm trying to get the Congress to step up and make.
Senator, I also want to ask you this, and I posted this on Facebook today. If you go to Facebook, please like us on Facebook, and you can be part of that conversation there. But I said, at what point do we ask ourselves, and you and I are both Americans, and we love our country, and we brag about our country in comparison to other countries around the world. But I said, at what point do we ask ourselves if we still have the best form of government, if we have the right form of government? It appears that, and this is a perfect example, the public opinion is where it's at on Keystone, yet we're not able to get this through. We're running into loggerheads on some of these things. Nothing's happening where you're at. How frustrating is it to get up to go to work every day and nothing's happening?
Joe, it is frustrating, but I believe that you stay after these things. You keep working and working until you get them. And even though we're loggerheaded on Keystone right now, might not get it now, we're closer, and I am absolutely convinced we're going to get it. I mean, I believe that if I don't get it now, I will get it. After November, I think we will pick up some more votes that will be supportive of these vital energy projects and reducing this terrible regulatory burden, and we'll get it. So it is frustrating, but you got to stay after it, and I still believe that, you know, we've got to get this stuff done for the American people and get our economy going and get things on track. And I believe we can.
Has Harry
Reid? It's not easy, but I believe we can.
Has Harry Reid spoke to you directly about this?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've talked to Harry Reid about it directly. And the problem is he's saying, oh, well, we'll give you a vote on Keystone, but he's both blocking the ability to offer any amendments and he's blocking our ability to get to 60. So he's putting us in a position where we can't get the Keystone passed at this point, and he's, of course, doing that on behalf of the administration. He's got to allow us to have some of these votes and to quit blocking us with the 60-vote threshold so we can move it, or we've got to get some more Democrats to come on with us and break that 60-vote threshold.
On this one, Senator, let's just agree to agree. It feels good. Okay. Good to have you, Senator Hovind. Thanks for coming on.